Let the King of Glory, let the King of Glory come in. Come in.
Welcome to the Moment with the Lord Servant, Pastor Isaac King, EK, an anointed servant of the Most High, Field of the Spirit. Altar of Worship Ministry International presents Weighty Matters Podcast. Remain blessed as you listen.
Can contest awesome one, mighty one.
Hello guys, welcome to today's podcast. My name is Isaac King, EK, and today I'll be talking to you about grace. I know several of us believers have this very popular cliche about grace. When you ask, what is grace? And they will tell you, grace is the unmerited favor. Wow, yes, unmerited favor. You can say that. But grace is more than that. You need to understand what exactly is grace. When you have this understanding of what grace truly is, you would understand that the grace that we have is more powerful and stronger, more influential than what you think is. Grace. Now, I'm going to read two Bible verses and then I'll just pray that the Lord Almighty gives me speed so we can run with this. First Bible verse, Hebrew. First Bible verse I'm going to read is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Last verse in chapter 4. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to him to help in times of need. We may obtain mercy and find grace help in time of need. Let us come boldly before the throne. The throne. So, grace is actually the throne of the Almighty. The throne of the Almighty. Now, for those of you who have been to any monarchy setting, any royal setting, you would understand that the king is the king because of the throne and the crown. The king is the king because of the throne and the crown. Without the throne, he is no king. Kings could die, but the throne remains. That's why it's called a bloodline, royal bloodline, blue bloodline. So you have to be very, very certain about this royalty and dynasty. Okay? So when we talk about grace, we're talking about throne. Now, if you know about the atonement, you would understand that the reason why the goat that is used for atonement is mostly taken to the holies of holies, the blood of the goat, taken to the holies of holies and sprinkled on the mercy seat. Now, don't forget, let us come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. Now, the mercy seat is the throne of Yahweh. That's where you can obtain mercy. The reason why they take that in the atonement, take that blood, is so that they can sprinkle that blood yearly on the mercy seat for the Lord to have mercy on all of the sons of Jacob, all of the tribes of Israel. Don't forget that that goat will be led to slaughter, and all the sins of Israel for that year will be put on the goat. So you need to understand that that seat is represented in the holies of holies here on earth. Now, when Christ died, he was the lamb that was slain without sin. So his blood needed to be sprinkled on the same seat. Now, the original seat, the mercy seat, which is the grace of Yahweh, the throne, which is the grace. And then the mercy is called now the mercy seat. Now, Christ, remember when he resurrected and Mary saw him, Mary wanted to hug him. And then he told Mary, no, I have not returned. I have not taken the blood yet to the seat. I need to take the blood and sprinkle it on the original seat before I come back to complete the assignment, making him the slaughter, the lamb that was slaughtered. So you need to understand these things, that the what Israel was doing then was a replica of what it is over there in the other dimension where the Almighty Yahuwah is. So the throne is his grace. Now, I want to read one other scripture. Why it is wrong for you to say that you carry grace or you are man of grace. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. This is Apostle Paul when the Lord was speaking to him. He said something. He said verse 9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Now, the Lord was telling Apostle Paul that his grace is sufficient. So Apostle Paul does not need another grace. That the grace that Christ has is sufficient. Now, what is he talking about now? My throne is enough for you. You don't need another throne. Now, don't forget, when he went, the Bible said he is seated at the right hand side. So the Almighty Creator, I am that I am, the Elohim, now gave him his own throne. Gave him his own seat. Don't forget, I said, grace is the throne. Grace is the throne. So for him to earn his own throne, he had to give his own blood. He had to give his own life. Now, Christ earned the throne. That's why he is going to reign as king for 1,000 years. The millennium year reign of Christ. Now, you need to understand these things, that he was telling Apostle Paul that you don't actually need another throne. So it is an error for you to be saying, give me grace. That's your grace. I need your grace, Lord. No, a king cannot give you his throne. No matter how the king loves you, he can't give you his throne, because the throne is not for him to give. Now you'll be wondering, what are you talking about? What then is grace that we've been asking for and all of that? Now listen to this. Grace is the enablement of Yahweh's dynasty and power that is on his throne and sovereignty. It is the enablement of Yahweh's dynasty and his power, which is on his throne. So you need to understand that he cannot give you his throne. But what then can he give? He can give you two things. He can give you authority. He can give you protection. The throne can give you authority. Where the word of the king is, there is power. He can give you authority. So remember, he has made you princes and kings on this earth because you are part of the heir of the kingdom. Don't forget, a royal priesthood. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. Now, he has made you a peculiar people. So if you are a chosen generation unto him, it's because you are tied to the bloodline of Christ the day you give your life to Christ. So he can't give you his throne, but he can give you two things: authority and protection. Now, how then does the throne reflect in authority? When you say you're born again, you're walking with Christ, and then the Holy Spirit is living on the inside of you, what is that thing that's the proof of authority? Virtue. Virtue. Virtue is that proof. In the book of Mark chapter 5 verse 25 to 30, the woman of the issue of blood touched the hem of his garment and he said, something left me. What did he say? Virtue left me. He didn't say grace left me. No, it's an error. Some of the problem we have in today's belief of Christ is that we have too many slogans. There are so many things that believers have been saying that are errors, but because we are used to them and then we feel it's correct, because it's popular does not mean it is the right thing. Because it's popularly said does not make it the right thing. So you have to be very careful. Christ, Yeshua Mashiach, did not say that grace has left me. It's just like, you know, someone finished ministry and then you say, you carry grace. There was so much grace. No, the grace that we are talking about, the grace that we are preaching about, that was revealed unto all men. Remember Titus chapter 2 verse 11, that the grace of God was revealed unto all men. That grace is his throne, the manifestation of the dynasty of Christ after resurrection. What is the gospel? The gospel is his death and resurrection. The gospel actually started in the book of Acts. That's when the gospel started. All of the Matthew, Mark, Luke, you're just talking about, you know, stories and accounts and all that. The Acts of the Apostles is the beginning of everything. So the gospel starts from the Acts of the Apostles. So you need to understand that everything started from the resurrection. So what you are preaching is the death and the resurrection. Let me digress a little. Anyone you see telling stories upon stories, Bible stories about how David killed Goliath, about how Saul this, how Saul, that is storytelling. That is not the gospel. You have to be very careful and very sensitive, because sometimes people might just be entertaining you and making you just making you feel good and feel nice with yourself, but they are not blessing and edifying your spirit, man. Telling you stories about how Joseph left Potiphar's house and became a prince in Egypt, those things would only encourage you but will not edify your spirit, man. The things you need are things that will edify your spirit, man, and will quicken your mortal body. So that's what happens when you listen to the true gospel. The words that I speak to you, they are life, and they are equally spirit. They're not there to entertain you, to make you smile and laugh and crack some jokes and no. I'm not against humor, but I'm against the kind of humor that is distracting, that it becomes joke. The gospel is not joke, a serious matter. It's a weighty matter. We're talking about life and death, and the life we're talking about is eternal life. The life that cannot be compared to any other life. So you have to be careful what you hear. You have to be careful who feeds you. You have to be very careful. So the next thing that happens that the throne will give you is protection. And how does protection reflect? It reflects in the gift that you have. The gift that you have. Don't forget in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 1 to 12, gifts were given. Gifts were given. The prophecy, the whatever it is, was given as a gift. So be very, very alert to know that these gifts are given for your own protection, not for your glory, and for the protection of others. Some people might not have the opportunity that you have. Some people might not have the gifts that you have. That doesn't make them inferior. That doesn't make them underneath you. Every gift is given for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, without wasting much time, I'm going to move to the four dimensions of Christ. Christ, Yeshua Mashiach, his job was not to testify of himself. His job was to testify of Christ. So you need to be very careful so you won't be misled, because in this generation, in this our era, a lot of teachings will come, a lot of miracles, a lot of signs and wonders, a lot of things, a lot of doctrines, a lot of dogmas will be flying here and there. Is allowed. It's the end time. But be careful. But be careful. I will leave you with this. The grace of the Lord is not for you to take. It is for him to be God, to be Elohim, and you be who you are. Be man. Function in the capacity you have been given. Every man has a capacity he ought to function on. Every woman has a gift and a capacity they ought to function on. The day you start to think that think highly of yourself, that you can equate yourself with the Lord or with Christ. Somebody made a comment. He said that if you have not seen Christ, that your pastor is the Christ you can see. I said, that is blasphemy. You dare not equate yourself. That's why I like the practical Jews. If you blaspheme, they stone you to death. You equate yourself with the Almighty, Yahuwah, they stone you, bury you alive. But in today's believers, they can imagine a pastor or a leader will come up, or a prophet will come up and be telling you that you have not seen God, but you have seen me. I am the God you can see. Those statements, they might not mean it in a bad way, but those statements are erroneous. If an unbeliever would hear something like that, you would know that that's heresy. There are things that you cannot say. Talk more of you exalting yourself. No wonder Apostle Paul was saying in 2 Thessalonians, he said that they have exalted themselves. They are sitting on the seat of Yahweh. They call themselves God. And they allow people to worship them. Imagine that somebody will come and be prostrating before you in reverence, and then the person is almost calling you Yeshua, and you are accepting it. You are tapping them on the back. You have taken the glory that is due him. Anytime you minister under the influence of the Holy Spirit, and then somebody come to you and celebrate you and say all manner of things, and in your heart, you take the credit. In your heart, you exalt yourself. You have taken your own blessing. And that work you did for that day is nullified. The blessing is taken away. So you have to be very careful. Men can clap you to your downfall. Men can celebrate you to your death. Don't forget, pride goeth before a fall, and a hurtful spirit before destruction. So when men clap for you, be careful, because heaven might be mourning for you. So don't be too comfortable when men are always clapping for you. I had this principle growing up as a boy, that every time I minister in songs and then people clap for me, I feel I have failed. Why? Because I didn't minister to entertain them. Because if they are entertained, they will clap. But if they are blessed and the Spirit has broken them, their hands will be too heavy to clap. They should be praying and not clapping. So if you are a music minister and every time you are waiting for people to clap for you, heaven is mourning for you. If you are a music minister and every time you are angry when people are not smiling or people did not come to you to say, you sang well today, you did well today, you have lost it. Or you are a preacher that if people are not responding, jumping, and you feel like you have not arrived, check it. Are you there to entertain the people or to edify the people? Are you there to motivate the people or you are there to bless the people? You need to know this too. If you are blessing the people, don't expect them to react the same way every time. I used to say this in church. I said, whenever you can predict the move of the Spirit, then that Spirit is not the Holy Spirit. Just like the wind, you don't know where it's coming from and where it's going. So is the Holy Spirit. It's not predictable. It's not a scripted spirit. It's not a spirit that you can say, okay, this is how he will do at this time. This is what he will do. Then it's not the Spirit of the Lord. It's a familiar spirit acting like the Spirit of the Lord Most High. So be careful. Saul had the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord on him. At a particular time, when he is seen, the Spirit of the Lord left him. The Bible said an evil spirit from the Lord entered him. So be careful. An evil spirit from the Lord can still enter you as a prophet. And will still function. Don't forget. And that a lying spirit entered 400 prophets. And they were prophesying lies. That spirit came from the throne of Yahweh. So be careful. Your gifts, you might be functioning in your gift, but the grace that is backing the gift is gone. How do I know that? When your ministration is no longer blessing the people, healing people, but it's entertaining the people and making them feel happy. Check it. The Holy Spirit is not to entertain. The Holy Spirit is to deliver. He sent his word. His word healed them. His word is supposed to heal. His word is supposed to deliver. Deliverance ought to be happening when the word is going. Not entertainment. Not feeling, entertained or motivated. No. The word is like a hammer. It's meant to break you down. When as a preacher, every time you preach the word, nothing happens but excite. People are clapping for you. Be careful. Sir, be careful. Ma, be careful. You might have drifted away from the grace of the Lord. Maybe you are now operating with your own grace. Yes, or there's another grace. Because the word of the Lord is like a hammer. The word of the Lord is like a two-edged sword. As it's cutting the people, it's cutting you. How can you be a believer, a preacher, and then you are not broken? You tell me when the power of the Lord comes down, when the presence of the Lord comes down, you cannot melt down in worship. You are too big to lie down. You are too big to lift your hands. You are too big to close your eyes. Ha! Check it. I'm not here to judge or condemn you. I'm only here to exalt you. If you have been falling in one area, stand up. The idea is when a righteous falls seven times, seven, he keeps rising. It's not in the falling, but in the rising. If you stay down, then he wins. The devil wins. But if you keep rising, that's the essence of grace. The throne is left for you to keep going to. You are supposed to go boldly to the throne and obtain mercy. Every time, go and obtain mercy. The day he stops you from going boldly as a son, just like the prodigal son would always go back and the father gave him double. He gave him even what he did not have before he left. So don't be afraid to go back. Don't let the devil put guilt
No matter how deep or how far you have fallen, go back, he can still accept you. Go back, he can still pick you up. Listen, he's in the ministry of picking up men. If you exalt himself, he has no business with you. I keep saying this in church. The Holy Spirit has nothing to do with people who are already filled. There is nothing to fill in. So be careful. Empty yourself before him. He cannot use a man that is filled. A container that is filled cannot be used because it's already filled. You need to empty the container to fill in another thing. I will leave you with this. When you're praying, pray for power. What we are doing is nothing if there is no power. They that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons. So to be a son, you have to be led by the Spirit. Not children. When you are led, you start to eat bones. But if you are not led, you are led by your flesh. You are still a baby. You make decisions up and down, shabby decisions. You keep falling and rising. You are still a baby. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. You might be gifted. And you think the gift will always sustain you. Be careful. Because the virtue attached to the gift that is in the throne might leave you. And you face another throne. Check yourself every time. As a gifted person, you are vulnerable to making mistakes more often. Check yourself every time. Don't wait until people check you. Because when they check you, you have gone too far. But if you check yourself all the time, you will not go. They will not even notice. Some of them will feel you are flawless. No, you know your flaws because you keep checking and building your weakness. But if you don't check yourself often, my brother, my sister, you can be gifted but no virtue. I was talking to a friend this evening. I said that you can never or know how to play the piano. You have learned to play the piano, you would always know how to play the piano. In as much as your mind is sane, you can play the piano. The gift will never leave you. But the skill will leave you because you are not improving it. So I'll leave you with this. Whatever you do, stay in the throne. Whatever you do, stay in grace. Shalom.
Your power no can contest. Awesome one, mighty one.
Thank you for listening to the Lord's Anointed, Pastor Isaac King, EK, on Weighty Matters podcast. For more information, email therealisaacking@gmail.com, WhatsApp or call 070-5800-9870, Instagram, Isaac is King, Twitter, Isaac is King 6, Facebook, Isaac King, YouTube, Isaac King, EK. Thank you for listening and stay blessed.